1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We are trying to bring up a line we have to Mardi Gras in New Orleans. And we got Margaret Gray standing by in New Orleans. When we get her there, we will obviously talk with her. But New Orleans, Mardi Gras is going to be ending today, or tonight, I should say, because it is Fat Tuesday. And bring the line up right now. Fat Tuesday in New Orleans. Margaret Gray is there. Margaret, how are you?
Well, Phil, we're doing great. We are in New Orleans, Louisiana. And this is the site of this, the Mardi Gras. And today is Fat Tuesday, Phil.
What is Fat Tuesday?
I beg your pardon?
Why do they call it Fat Tuesday?
Phil, Fat Tuesday is the day that everyone... It's the last day of Mardi Gras. It's the last day before we commence Lent. And that's when you begin to fast before the crucifixion of Jesus. It is very Catholic. It's very, very exciting. And, of course, Mardi Gras is all of these things. We are right now, Phil, I tell you, I realize it's a little crude, but it does happen in Mardi Gras that women show their breasts to the passing floats. And the crews, there is a crew of Rex, the crew of the Vucre, and different crews.
And excuse me. Women are out there doing what?
They're showing their breasts.
And so this is standard for Mardi Gras, huh?
It is standard for Mardi Gras. It is something that all women do. It's really done in good fun, Phil. And what happens is, after you show your breasts, they throw beads at you from the floats.
All right, I don't know if people listening to us are aware or familiar with this, but you're saying that when the women show their breasts, the guys on the floats and the passing crews throw beads.
Yes, and as it happened, Phil, last night, I was part of that. And I'll tell you what happened.
You are saying that you showed your breasts.
I unbuttoned my blouse and I unclasped my brassiere, yes. And I did show my breasts. And
all right, can we talk a little bit about this?
Phil, it's a very common thing. It has nothing to do with sex. It has everything to do with just the wonderful spirit of Mardi Gras and really the great joy that people feel, I think, being here in New Orleans.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Talking to Margaret Gray about Mardi Gras. She is there. And you are staying till when?
Well, the Mardi Gras ends tonight, Phil, but I'll be here through the end of the week. I want to tell you what happened, though. And
we're not paying for that, though. I mean,
no, you don't have to. Listen to what happened. I unbuttoned my blouse. I unfastened the clasp. I showed my breasts as the Bacchanalia float was going by. And I'll tell you what happened. All of these women are showing their breasts. I was in my room on the second floor of the Carondelet Inn. I thought for fun that I would show my breasts. Now I am only saying this, Phil, to make a point. I had breast enhancement in the latter half of 1998. I increased my cup size from B to a C. They are a very nice shape.
And all right, what is the point?
Well, the couple in the next room, the next of mine, complained to management. And here is really the point of what I'm saying, Phil. It's New Orleans at Mardi Gras. I have nice breasts. I'm showing them. And the woman in the suite next to mine, and nature has not been kind to her either, Phil, she complained. Now, they told the manager, who I know, John Rowe, that their grandson saw my breasts. I don't think there's anything wrong. The boy's 9 years old. And that's about at the age...
Hold on. You're giving me a lot of information. You showed your breasts last night on the balcony of your room at the Carondelet Inn in New Orleans. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And there was a complaint made against you by the couple next door?
Apparently they had a 9-year-old grandson. But Phil...
Oh, man.
But Phil, listen. The boy's 9 years old, and 9 years old is an age where one would think he'd appreciate a peek. Number two, this is Mardi Gras, and if a boy is going to get, his first look at a pair, this is the place. They asked me to leave, And I explain to them, and this is the beauty part, that I'm with the media. And so...
And so they extended your stay, because Mike told me something about that. And we're not having to pay.
You do not have to pay, no. I told them I'm with the media. I'm doing reports to different radio stations. I'm doing a nationally syndicated column. If they really want to get on my bad side, make a stink about it. And I'll tell you, Phil, they backed off.
Well, I'll tell you, I think it sounds to me like you got lucky if you're showing your breasts off the balcony of their hotel.
No, everyone does it.
Yeah, but if there's a couple next door complaining that a 9-year-old boy saw this, I think you got lucky.
No, I didn't get lucky, and I'll tell you why. Because I'm with the media, and that means that I can make or break a little hotel like this. I can make or break a restaurant. I go into a restaurant, people know I'm there. I walk into a clothing store, people know I'm there. What I do is write a column, Phil, and I also do these reports for radio. So these little hotels are not going to cause a problem.
Well, don't you have any kind of... I would feel bad if I were you, just that a 9-year-old boy saw your breasts.
At first, I thought perhaps I would. But I realized that all the girls are doing it here. I do have a nice shape. He's 9 years of age. I don't think it's going to kill him.
Well, they did complain, didn't they?
You know, I think they complained because, like I said, nature hasn't been kind to this one. She was a little bit of a crone. She was...
Well, all right. She might not have been that good looking, but she's the grandmother of a 9-year-old boy. I guess she didn't want him to see your breasts
No, she didn't want him to see breasts. I don't know that my breasts were the issue.
And well, hell, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How old are you?
I just turned 54. Why?
54 and you're flashing your breasts. I mean...
Phil, I had wonderful work. You know Dr. Mule. Doctor, he did a wonderful job on me.
He's a good plastic surgeon, but I mean, 54, flashing your breasts. I don't care if you did have breast enhancement. The fact that this kid saw...
Well, you know, they tried to get me thrown out, but you don't go down that road when you're dealing with the media, because we could really make a stink. We could really make their hotel look bad, and I told him that.
Well, Margaret Gray, you're at the hotel right now?
Yeah, I'm on the balcony right now.
Do me a favor, will you?
I won't.
Yeah, don't flash your breasts during this report. 1-800-449-8686 is the number on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Margaret about Mardi Gras. This is disturbing, though.
What is disturbing about it?
Well, it's not... You flashed your breasts to a 9-year-old boy, and the guy and the couple complained, and they wanted to throw you out of the hotel.
The hotel was going to ask me to leave until they found out that I was with the media. And then they caught me the next...
So they're giving you the room free... For till the end of the week.
Absolutely. Phil, that is the power of the media. And I even, last night, I talked to Frank because he's with me, and I opened up the minibar and I had an Absolut vodka straight up, and I said, isn't it a wonderful, wonderful business that we're in? That I can take my blouse off, take my bra off, flash my breasts to the point where even a 9-year-old boy sees them. But because I'm in the media and I have a press pass, they can't touch me.
Are you proud of that?
I feel good about it because that's the power of the press. That's the freedom of the press.
That's a scared inn owner.
No, Phil, that is the power of the press.
No, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray in New Orleans flashed her breasts last night. Got some beads thrown at her, and then the couple next door complained. They almost threw her out. Then they find out she's with the media, and they comped her room. I think she's lucky. She said, oh, no. We're not paying for that at all? We don't have to pay for the rest of her week? 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Margaret Gray. She's live in New Orleans on the Phil Henry Show.
That's what I'm saying. So all of these people out there.
All right, well, Margaret, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. You're making a good point. Why are they bringing a 9-year-old boy down to Mardi Gras?
Exactly, Phil.
But by the same token...
It's only natural, I think. He's 9 years old. He sees a pair. It's cute when he gets a little excited about it. It's all part of the fun of Mardi Gras. And you know something, Phil, again, it's not the worst pair to see. I'm 54 years of age, and I would dare any 54-year-old woman out there to go one-on-one. Now, what I mean by that is, take the bra off, let's have a look. Any 50...
That's not the point. The point is that they threw you out of the hotel because they thought your behavior was unbecoming to their hotel for whatever reason. I realize that women, you know, are going to flash at Mardi Gras, but that's what they did. And
well, they had no right. One-on-one wet T-shirt contest, I'll go with any 54-year-old woman out there.
All right, well, you're obviously in the hotel. You're doing fine.
And they comped me because of my position in the media.
All right, 1-800-449. Good for you. 1-800-449-8686. Beth on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to comment that I'm afraid that Margaret's the type of person that gives the media a bad name.
No.
Okay.
You're wrong, Beth.
I understand
wrong.
That it's Mardi Gras.
I've worked in the media for 30 years.
And your point with that is what?
That obviously the media still has, is functioning and is working very fine.
Well, what do you mean it gives it the bad name?
Well, because she's using her position in the media to do whatever she wants, regardless of who it offends.
This is Mardi Gras. Women take their blouses off. And the hotel tried to have me thrown out. You're not going to have me thrown out. I have a press pass, which means that I can bring a lot of bad publicity on this hotel.
Now, apologizing to the people.
Why should I apologize?
Why should I apologize?
Don't bring the boy down here. It's Mardi Gras. I don't know what business you're in, Beth, but I can assure you that if I was upset with your business, I'd write the same column.
Oh, now you're going to write a column about how the...
I may put them in the column, yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Bill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. I'm basically calling to make the same comment. I don't care what
Well, if everybody's going to make the same comment, what am I doing to make the media look bad?
You're making the media look bad because you're saying you're above everybody else in the world.
No, I didn't say that. I said if they try to throw me out of this hotel, I have a press pass.
No, it's your attitude by saying I have a press pass.
I do have a. Have you got?
You can't touch me.
Do you have one?
You're no better. So what? That doesn't make you any better than me.
Do you have a press pass?
No, and I would never have one.
How do you know what it's like to have one?
Well, what is it like to have one?
I don't care who has one. That doesn't give you the right to put yourself above everybody else in the world because of a press pass.
You picked an occupation, that's all. I have access. I have access.
Does that mean you
and
get to take...
if you use it in that way, it sounds disgusting. It doesn't sound proud.
I am trying to get a story, and if part of that story is to, yes, show my breasts to the city of New Orleans, then I'll do that. Now, this hotel that tried to kick me out, I said, I'm a member of the media. You can't kick me out. There'll be some very bad publicity. They got the message.
Well, they got the message.
Well, I tell you what, they would have more customers if they did throw you out because you were part of the press because people are tired of that kind of a holier-than-thou attitude.
Well, I don't know what you mean by holier-than-thou. I bring the truth to you.
Holier-than-thou is someone who says, I have a task.
Yes.
So
how else am I going to get the truth to you? How else does the media get the truth to you, Bill?
That's the other problem.
The
media's job is to give me the
facts. About this?
Let me make up my mind, not explain it the way what you think is
and
right.
And this whole thing about the whole thing.
I'm not slanting anything. What I'm telling you is, don't make me angry, or there's bad publicity in it.
That's wrong.
No,
that is
it's perfectly wrong.
What about this flashing the breasts?
Phil, the flashing the breasts. My offer still stands. Any 54-year-old woman out there wants to go one-on-one with me in a wet T-shirt contest.
That's great. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Maria on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just curious why Margaret wants to. Challenge another 54-year-old woman to a wet T-shirt contest.
Well, people seem to think...
When you've had cosmetic surgery, what's your point?
Because I've got a great tear.
Margaret, you've had cosmetic surgery.
You know, I would challenge any woman.
Well, I would go head-to-head with you, too. I wouldn't care.
Well, you're going to lose.
I'm 28 years old, but what I'm saying is, why are you...
Yeah, what's exactly the point?
The point was this. People said to me that I didn't have the right to show my breasts. All the women in New Orleans were doing that.
No, nobody's saying that. People are saying, you know, if anything, they're saying, why'd you do it in front of a 9-year-old boy?
Exactly.
Well, because it's New Orleans at Mardi Gras time. You don't bring a 9-year-old boy there. The other thing is...
Margaret, I agree with you. I mean, don't bring your 9-year-old son there if he doesn't want to see...
All right, thank you.
See,
finally.
Yes, but I just didn't understand your point of...
I'm turkey. I've had nipple reduction. They're perfect.
Kudos to you. You have perfect breasts. But you know what? I can go see a doctor, and I can get perfect breasts, too, and so can anybody else.
Any woman of any age before surgery, I've always had a great pair.
Well,
so
wonderful.
That's really my challenge.
You're a blessed person.
Absolutely. So I don't get the point of your call.
Well, she's saying if you've had cosmetic surgery, you know, it's pretty tough. You know that.
No, but mine are better than any other cosmetically enhanced breasts.
Margaret,
I would think that a woman who has a natural pair.
Something has made your head blow up to a huge amount that you.
Something's made my husband's head to blow up to an unusual size. And it's the pair that I...
Okay, do you
well,
have to be crude?
I can't see why any man would probably want you with a head as big as yours.
You know something? Well, but I can see a lot of women wanting Frank with a head as big as his.
And well,
you know, do you have to be crude? Do you got to be crude?
What?
Do you have to be crude like that? Nobody is saying that you didn't have a right to flash your breasts in New Orleans. And it's true. A 9-year-old boy does not belong in the Mardi Gras. But now you're saying, hey, just in case anybody thinks my breasts suck, hey, man, check them out. I'll go one-on-one, mano-a-mano.
$50,000 each. Read them and weep. You got it.
All right, here is... Thanks
you're
very much.
You're pitiful.
But I don't see why I'm pitiful when I'm
you
proud.
You are exactly what I just said.
I'm proud, not pitiful.
You All right. are pathetic.
All right, Maria, thanks.
Are you going to let her do that and then hang up?
I'm sorry?
Are you going to do that and let her hang up?
Did you get in the... By the way, I don't hear anything.
I'm inside the room right now.
All right. Do what? I mean...
She said I was pitiful, and then she hung up.
Tell you what, walk out on the veranda out there for me, okay?
Where? At the hotel?
In the inn there.
I just slid the door open. Look.
Are women still walking around flashing their breasts?
Oh, yes. You get the beads thrown at you and everything.
All right, I'm going to do an experiment here. I'm going to ask you to do it one more time. Just to see if, you know, anybody responds, reacts, screams.
All right. And I'm unbuttoning my blouse now.
Okay.
And I'm unclasping my eyes now. Oh, God! Oh, that's funny.
What was that?
Somebody next door. I'm going inside. That was crude.
Well, what, did someone scream?
Next door, yes.
Is that a joke or something?
I don't know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray reporting from New Orleans at Mardi Gras. Apparently there was some breast flashing going on from her hotel room. The hotel almost had her kicked out. But you said you were a member of the media. Do you think it's fair for you to be a member of the media and threaten that you'll give them bad publicity?
You know something? No, I don't, Phil, because they almost tossed me out while I'm trying to cover an event in their city, which, if favorably covered, means they get more business. So, no, I don't feel bad about that at all. They let me stay in their hotel free. They treat me good. And in exchange, we'll see whether or not I like this Mardi Gras.
Boy, that seems like a rough way to do business. Andy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir.
You know, I have no problem with her showing her hooters. If she's got a nice set, go for it. 9-year-old kid doesn't belong at Mardi Gras.
Thank you.
If he sees breasts, that's his parents' fault.
Thank you.
But I got a real, real problem with her extorting the hotel owner with her press power, media power, saying that I will give you a bad name if you guys kick me out.
But I have to ask
you a question. She showed her breasts. She rolled the dice. If my wife had done it, we got kicked out.
All right, hold on. Hey, Andy, can you hold through the break here? Just hold the line. Margaret, you too.
But Phil.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
to expose herself.
We're back. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Margaret Gray with us. Spending another three nights free there at the Carondelet Inn in New Orleans because she exposed her breasts on a balcony. They were going to throw her out, and then you flashed your press pass, right?
Yes.
What about the comments people have been making here that the people in the media, there's a lady who made a very good comment. Why is it that people in the media do not respect don't respect people's...
What, Phil?
Well, it's just that flashing a press pass...
Yeah, you know, you're really tongue-tied because you're trying to make a point that can't be made.
No, but flashing a press pass is a obvious abuse of power. And saying that you're going to write bad about the guy...
Phil, it would be one thing if I had a body that was frightening. It would be one thing if I had frightening, sagging breasts that scared that 9-year-old boy, that frightened him. But I distinctly saw his grandfather and the boy both looking at me. They did one of those buckwheat double takes, one of those, huh? You know, they just, you could tell they were enjoying it.
And
it,
what do you mean a buckwheat double take?
You know what I mean. They enjoyed it. I think I brought a little joy into a little boy's life.
Oh, man.
I'm 50, my breasts.
We got it already, but it's just 1-800-449-8686. Andy, you were standing by. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Andy. You need to go back in the room there, Margaret.
I'm sorry.
Like I was saying before, you know, there's no difference from somebody donating $400,000 for a presidential party and getting a pardon out of it. It's abuse of power. She extorted the poor innkeeper, threatened him with his livelihood.
Well, Andy, let me tell you. Number one, when you donate that kind of money to a presidential campaign, you get attention. It happens with Republicans as well as Democrats. But
sure, but you're abusing the power. How can I rely on the information you write about?
Why is it an abuse of power when I give someone a good long look at maybe the finest pair they've ever seen?
That's irrelevant. I mean, you could have been Bo Derek, but you abuse power saying, look, you kicked me out of giving you a bad review. How can I rely on your reviews now to be biased?
You want them to be unbiased.
The power of the media is to inform us.
Absolutely.
Bring us information.
Yes, and I inform you that this hotel threw me out because I flashed a pretty decent pair of breasts.
Which is their right to do it.
A pretty decent pair of sweater melons.
It was probably a family establishment until that happened, and they wanted to kick you out because of it. Now they're going to keep you, not because you're a person with nice breasts. They kept you because you flashed the media pass, not because you have great knockers.
Well, I've got good.
That's
I've got a decent pair of Hogan's.
Oh, man. All right, I'm tired of hearing about your Hogan's, okay? You're talking about...
And I do have a press pass. Unless you have one, you don't know. I've got 21-year-old breasts,
and
I'm an experienced 54-year-old. All men desire me. What?
If your breasts are so impressive, why did you have to pull out a press pass to stay in the hotel?
Because they were going to throw me out of the hotel for flashing a pretty decent pair of tickets. Huh?
Your breasts didn't keep you in the hotel. It was the press pass.
I offered to show the manager. I offered to give him a private show. And he...
Oh, yeah, all right. Well, maybe that's what's keeping him...
So
you're telling me the truth. The truth is the press pass kept you in the hotel. You abused that power. You might as well have been a cop flashing a badge when you got pulled over.
I don't know really, seriously, Andy, whether you understand. Unless you have a press pass, I don't know whether or not you really understand what it is that I'm trying to say. But it's just, it's so sexy to have a press pass and to say media and just walk by someone. And I do it all the time. Media, and you want...
Well, you know what? I've had press passes, and I've never been able to do that. Here is...
Well, maybe you... Did you get it from the L.A. County Sheriff?
I got press passes from everybody. Donna on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Donna, go ahead.
Yes, I
go back in the room, Margaret.
And let you know that she is the most pathetic 54-year-old
that
I've ever heard of in my whole goddamn life.
Watch your language.
I can do that also.
No, you can't use that kind of language. There's children listening.
I understand. What, children listening?
Yes.
Does that really matter with your hooters hanging out? A 54-year-old woman with them things hanging out.
I would much rather
this
have
this is impressive to you.
Donna,
it's not to me.
I would much rather have those boys see my hooters than to hear your foul mouth.
Oh, would you really?
Yes. And I can tell you they'd rather see my hooters than probably Well,
I kindly doubt that.
How old are you?
I kindly doubt that.
Seriously, how old are you?
You know, I'm 60 years old, and I would match you with any kind of
darling,
wet t-shirt.
I would, one-on-one wet t-shirt.
Anything you had to offer, honey.
So, in other words, you're willing to go one-on-one wet t-shirt?
No,
what
I
What are we, Donna? Don't take up this.
Phil, please. Please allow me the decency to have respect for me.
You know, I thought you were reporting on Mardi Gras.
But this is an issue
on your Hooters.
Part of Mardi
you know,
Gras.
This is the whole thing. Hooters.
Have you been to Mardi Gras, darling?
Yes, I have.
All right, then you've shown your breasts.
No, I have not.
You don't get out of Mardi Gras without showing your breasts. It's very sexy to have my press pass. A lot of times I wedge it between my perky breasts.
You know what?
If
I was 20, 25 years old, you know that might be a big issue with me, you know?
Right.
But when I get to be this age, I don't think I have to run around with them hanging out.
Well, there's no other way. You can't get beads thrown at you unless you have your boobs hanging in the breeze.
Oh, that's really important to you, right?
You've got to have them swinging in the breeze.
Who cares if you get them? Who cares if you get beads?
Yeah.
Do you look like me? No. Do you have breasts like mine? No. Could you go one-on-one with me in a wet t-shirt contest?
Is this important to you?
Yes, it is important to me because I wanted the freedom to know what it was like to have men throwing...
Oh, you're full of crap. Donna, thank you very much.
Why would you say that?
Because you're nuts. You just went out, you had too much to drink, and you pulled your top off. That's what you did. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry with Margaret Gray.
Well, remember, you're picking up the hotel, right?
I thought you got it comped.
If something goes wrong.
Did we agree to pick up her hotel tab? We did? Good Lord. All right, well, then go back out on that balcony. I want to hear some Mardi Gras.
Let's hang. I'm outside right now, Phil.
Yeah, stay out there. If I'm paying for your hotel, I want you to be out there. Betsy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Betsy on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Go ahead, Betsy.
I don't know if you need to turn your radio down.
I'm calling from
Boulder, Colorado, and I just think this is the most arrogant human being I've ever
heard. You need to turn your radio down. You need to turn your radio down.
Sure, her radio is turned down.
My radio's not on.
Could you repeat your comment, please?
I said you are the most arrogant human being I've ever heard in my entire life. This isn't about your breasts. It's about respecting humans. And
I don't care
if your breasts are the most beautiful breasts in the world. This isn't about that. It's just about being a decent human being.
So, in other words, going from a B cup to a C cup is completely...
It doesn't have anything to do with that. It has to do with your arrogance. It doesn't have to do with about your sexy press pass or anything else. It has to do with your arrogance.
What is wrong with knowing what you got? Oh, don't have an answer for that one, do you, Betsy? I know what I've got,
but I think I'd rather just share it with my husband, not with the whole world.
If you know what you've got, you and me, one-on-one, wet t-shirt contest.
Oh, for God's sakes, I would never lower my standards to that. And I would probably beat you.
Are you sick? And how do you figure that? How old are you?
I'm younger than you.
I'm 54. How old are you?
I'm 49.
Now, have you ever had them cosmetically enhanced?
No.
You're dead meat.
Okay. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is you're an arrogant...
Look, you're not having any wet t-shirt contest. Okay.
Oh, you're telling us what to do now, Phil?
Well, I'm not going to be facilitating this.
And I wouldn't do it. The point is you're an arrogant person, and I feel sorry for you, actually.
Is it arrogance when someone from Mammary Monthly calls you and says they want you on the cover?
I'm sorry?
Is it arrogant when the editor of Mammary Monthly calls and says we'd like you on the cover?
You don't have an answer for it. You're not letting me talk.
What is it?
The answer is you're very focused on your looks, and maybe that's because you're getting older and you need to be validated somehow.
Well, Betsy,
you're arrogant, and I'm sure if this radio station has to pick up your bill, I'm sure they're very sorry for that. And they're probably
I'm not picking up any bill. You said that the hotel was going to pick the bill up because you gave the manager a peek.
That's what he claims, yes.
And what do you mean you're on the cover of Mammary Monthly?
They called me. So you see...
There probably is no such thing.
You know, Betsy, a sense of humor. Isn't that... So you think I've got a pair that look clownish. You know, if you ever want to take me up on my offer, you're on.
All right.
I don't know. I think you might just be somebody who's putting everybody on anyway. It's almost unbelievable.
Absolutely. And I'll tell you something else.
When you get the bill, you'll know I wasn't paying you on.
Well, you are the one who's out there saying, hey, I'm showing them to a 9-year-old and I'm showing them to this and that. All right, thank you. It's Phil Hendry's show here, and we're not paying any tab for any stay in New Orleans. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry's show. So does that mean Lent's coming up tomorrow? Oh, okay. So that means we have to do whatever the hell we got to do at Lent. You know, around our house, we do observe Lent. I mean, I don't, but the kids do. I was raised Catholic. I'm not Catholic no more. I think that's how they taught me to say it. And that's cool. And I got no problem against the Catholic Church. You know, they can do whatever the hell they want to do. It's fine. You know, the Pope and Hitler, I know all of that stuff. It's great. Had an argument with a priest about that. It's fine. And they've done what they do. And you know what? There isn't a church that's sacrosanct. You know, everybody thinks they're better than everybody else. And the Catholic Church lately, this is the church that it's been fashionable to put down. Well, you know, the Pope and Hitler, well, guess what? So did everybody else. The Pope and Hitler had a deal. How'd that Lutheran church do back in World War II? Were they, they were hiding Jews, are you telling me? So everybody, you know, it's one of my pet peeves in this world that everyone has been martyred and persecuted, and if we would just stop down for a moment and listen to their story, then we would learn more. As far as I'm concerned, there's only four groups of people in the country that have been that have a legitimate claim when it comes to institutionalized bigotry and racism. And those four groups are the following. You ready? These are the only four groups of people that have any legitimate claim to having been persecuted, martyred, and been the victims of institutionalized prejudice. Blacks, Jews, Indians, and women. Everybody else, get out of my office and take your lunch with you. Everybody else, bug off. That's it. Those are the only four. All you, the rest of you guys go to the, I don't care if you're Mexican or you're this or that, and you white people, shut up. I love the latest thing with the whites are all upset because, and the Christians, that's another group of people that think they really got it bad. Every street corner's got a church on it. Jesus, man, and then, you know, Congress, they got God and trust on them. Yeah, the Christians are really persecuted these days, huh? And the white people, if I hear one more white man say, I lost my job at the fire department on account of affirmative, come on. I was on a website the other day. This really cracked me up. This got me thinking about this. I was on a website the other day. It was for Get a Load of This, the indigenous Sami people of Sweden. I'm going, what the hell is this? Apparently, before the Swedes that are there now, there were some people that were already there, and they're called Samis. I don't know how to pronounce it. S-A-M-I? Bunch of freaking reindeer meat-eating people. I don't know what they were. And they had this whole website about how they've been persecuted and all the crap's been kicked out of them. And what an unfair thing. I freaking never even heard of you, man. Who has been doing what to you? And the Sami people of Sweden are not being paid attention to. Look, there's some cultures that need to be subsumed, some that need to be assimilated, some that need to be, you know, frankly, I hate to sound like Heinrich Himmler, some that need to be wiped out. The Samis first. I'm kidding. I guess that'll get a few people upset now. And there's always at least one person in the audience who's like Sami American who's going to, like, bug me with a letter or a phone call.
Hi, Phil. My parents were Samis. And
is this Mrs. Davis?
Yes, it is. And anyway,
you know what I'm talking about? Or am I just talking to myself? I guess I'm talking to myself. Okay. Well, screw all of you then. Okay, look, we got more fat warnings here. But keep that in mind. Those are the only four, and everybody else can get to the back of the line. And I don't care if you're a, what's the latest kick now? Remember the Armenians had a problem with the Turks? Are they still screaming about that? Get off it. I see one more poster talking about you guys getting, you know, whatever the hell happened to you in Turkey, man. I'm going to cry. Look, you got some good coffee. I love your stuffed grape leaves. Just, you know, get the store open a little bit earlier. We had, you know, Duke Magi and all them guys. Ain't that good enough? Philippines. Now, these are from the Globe, and these are personal ads. How do you know if she weighs too much? Here we go. There are certain catchphrases. Single college graduate, 27, will correspond with white male, 35 to 45, marriage-minded, loves gardening, cooking, shopping, movies, and music. What's the catchphrase that tells you she is huge? Single college graduate, 27, will correspond with white male, 35 to 45, marriage-minded, loves gardening, cooking, shopping, movies, and music. Mike thinks it's loves gardening, and Craig thinks it's will correspond. Know the catchphrase that tells you she's enormous, college graduate. All right. Can we get our bell up, our bellhop bell, Craig, so that once you get those right, we can give the old bing? All right, number two, Philippine, petite, single, nurse, 25, honest, sincere, loves cooking, music, movies, 30 to 45, marriage-minded, white male, please write. What tells you she's fat? Which phrase would you say that is? Marriage-minded? No. The phrase is, please write. So you know right there, she's large and getting bigger. Okay, anyway. Asian Filipino woman, and she's honest, loving, caring, one-man woman, 50 years, loves romantic music, golf, seeks a 64 to 75-year-old guy. She's sincere, kind, faithful. What tells you that she's a little porcine, a little on the chubby side? No, it's golf. Okay, so all of those things. You got it. Mike got that one. Yay. Thank you. Next up. Classy doctor, widow, financially secure, homeowner, and more, debt-free, non-smoker, social drinker, loves baseball, dining out, desires gentleman 73 for a good life. What tells you that she's portly? Desires gentleman. You thought it was social drinker, and Craig thought it was loves baseball. It's desires gentleman. All right, and attractive, blue-eyed, blonde, whatever the hell this is. Oh, owns her own home and car, loves to laugh, looking for a special gentleman, 70 to 85. Geez, these guys are looking for getting older. What tells you she's a little burly? She's attractive, blue-eyed, blonde, own home, car, loves to laugh, looking for a special gentleman. Own home and car. She's burly. Absolutely right. That's very good, Craig. And finally, divorced white female, 55, blonde, no children, smoker, self-employed, loves God, fishing, mountains, country music, seeks single white male, over 55. What tells you that she's stout? Now, this is not necessarily fat. She's stout. She's a blonde, no children, smoker, self-employed, loves God, fishing, mountain, fishing mountains, country music, seeks single white. Mike says it's loves God. You're right. That's any woman that says that, she's a little stout, stocky, you know. So there you go. That's our love match advice for this week on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Be sure to send us your single ads and things, and we'll ridicule them and rip them to shreds right here on the air. Phil Henry Show.